The role of the unconscious. This is Aratima. What is the unconscious? And why do we have an unconscious? The unconscious is simply existing as part of the play of polarities on this planet, in this part of the world, in this part of the universe where duality exists. We have the experience of us and the others. We have the experience of that which we're conscious of and that which is unconscious. It's very fundamental to understand that in order to experience a unity consciousness, to experience the enlightened state, to experience the inclusiveness, the eternity that you are in, the totality that you are, you have to make the unconscious conscious. So we are this iceberg of which a tiny bit sticks out of the water, and so much is hidden under the water, which is the unconscious. Everybody knows this image and we speak about it. And can you imagine making all that which is underneath the water conscious? It is really everything that you see around you that is outside of you that is the unconscious. It's unconscious to you. You have split your consciousness into two parts. That which is claimed as yours, identified as yours, you awake to being that. And then the rest is out there. It's the other. It's not you. And enlightenment is really nothing else than making the conscious and the unconscious merge. Or in other ways, we can say we're making that which is unconscious conscious. So it's not just about clearing and healing the body, which is sort of a side effect. Because every second we download thoughts into our crown chakra, into our thousand-petal lotus, thousands of thoughts come in. And they filter into the subconscious. And the subconscious is like the word says, we're sort of aware of it. Not completely, it's not right there, but we're kind of aware of it. But then when it overflows from the psyche into the body's matter, and it becomes completely unconscious. And the body can't hold enough energy, and it has to basically then express itself as some kind of disease, distortion, pain, whatever else the body does. So in the process of healing, we clear things that have become unconscious, that are in the body, a disease. We go about it because we want to feel better. Somebody who wants to become enlightened, somebody who wants to wake up fully, that person goes further. That person knows that even in a healthy state, when you feel well, you can even become more conscious. Conscious to the fact that this body, this matter that you are perceiving through the five senses, is actually light. That's quite a statement when you really think about it. So you're not conscious of it being light, and you can become conscious of it. You can become aware that you are being truly everything, and this experience is experienced as a sense of luminosity, and there are stages of bliss and ecstasy and so forth. Also emptiness, nothingness. Because the mind, when we talk about experiences, can only experience one or the other. So all experiences keep changing. We cannot hold on to a particular experience. So in this module, we speak about processing the shadow, that which is unconscious. The shadow is what we project out. And if we have issues with others, with the world, and you can look at your thoughts and your judgments and you can write them down, your statements of what you think and about things, your opinions, and that is the shadow. If you don't have a charge to it, then it's not really an issue. But when there's a charge to it, then it's something we need to claim as our shadow, and we begin to take the step of clearing the shadow. And there are different ways of doing it, and you might have a wonderful method that you already use. And some teachers offer methods that are quite beautiful. This is the method that I learned from my teacher, and I'm very grateful for it. And it's very to the point and works very beautifully and very swift. It's something that you start out on paper and then later you just do it within yourself, where you don't really need to write things down, although that's always very, very good to kind of dig a little deeper. So a disease that you don't like and have an issue with, that's your shadow. A conflict with somebody or an attachment to somebody, that's your shadow. Everything is really there for you to be cleared, and you can take it as far as you like. That will raise your well-being. You can push the ceiling of your well-being further and further. And it's up to you to go all the way to completely make the unconscious conscious, or just, you know, stay abreast with wherever you're at and just keep wonderful hygiene on clearing the shadow whenever it's necessary. So the role of the unconscious is like a container. It is helping you to experience this world of duality so that you have this sense of separation. But the sense of separation should not lead to a place of suffering. So the moment you suffer, you want to take care of it, and you have too much shadow that needs to be processed, made conscious. So have fun with it and enjoy becoming more clear and more aware and more awake. Don't make it a burden. If you do, then that's something you're acting out as well on the whole spiritual process, where you have shadow to clear as well. So keep your humor and your lightness about it. And if there's something clear around that, you can start with that as well. Thank you.